Good afternoon. As high pressure continues to slide in from southern Ontario, we will enjoy plenty of sunshine for the remainder of the day. Some high clouds will push through from time to time. But that will not stop temperatures from climbing into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs with low humidity. With that high pressure center overhead tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, again comfortable and pleasant, back into the 50s to around 60. A frontal system, currently over the Midwest, will make its way through the Great Lakes today and in our direction tomorrow. Sunshine in the morning will gradually give way to increasing clouds through the day, and the wind will pick back up out of the southeast, and temperatures will reach the lower 80s with dry conditions through the daylight hours. That front will draw closer after dark tomorrow night, and showers are a good bet overnight into the early morning hours on Friday. With the front still close by on Friday afternoon, we run the risk of a few scattered showers. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds on highs on Friday will be in the upper 70s. High pressure will temporarily build back in for the day on Saturday, a good start to the weekend with mostly sunny skies, low humidity, and highs in the lower 80s. By the end of the weekend, a new trough of low pressure will dive in from the Great Lakes and bring us a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday afternoon, and the unsettled weather will continue into the early part of next week for Monday and Tuesday, with highs remaining in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of southwestern and southern Texas, and also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the Great Lakes into the mid-Mississippi Valley. After yesterday's storms, some air mass recovery will occur today, with moderate instability expected over southwestern Texas, where a belt of slightly stronger winds aloft will persist. This will result in 30 to 35 knots of effective bulk shear. Storms will likely develop over the higher terrain of southwestern Texas and northern Mexico and could produce locally strong damaging wind gusts and hail. To the north, a narrow corridor of weak instability is expected in the Mississippi Valley, while adequate shear will be over the Great Lakes. The net result is that overall severe threat should remain limited. Nevertheless, a few storms may become capable of producing locally strong wind gusts and marginally severe hail during the afternoon. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring post-tropical cyclone Bonnie. The center of Bonnie is located 84 miles south of Wilmington, North Carolina. The maximum winds are now just 10 miles per hour, but rainfall continues to be a threat. Additional rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches with isolated amounts of 4 inches are possible across eastern North Carolina through tomorrow. These rains will continue to enhance the threat for flash flooding, particularly in regions which are already saturated from previous heavy rainfall. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at West Yellowstone Gate, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today 74 degrees, the average low 52, the record high 94 set in 1918, and the record low 35 in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:27 p.m., 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, warm today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warm today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, breezy and warm lower 80s. Showers Thursday night, scattered showers Friday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Saturday. And unsettled Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy all 3 days with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.